I'm Andy Bates, part of the team here at KFUO. While you hear me on the air and in podcasts, I'm also part of the team that works behind the scenes to bring you the programs like this that you value. What you hear on the air and in podcasts is just the tip of the iceberg. Listeners like you generously support everything that makes radio and podcasts happen. Administration, cutting-edge technology, software, hosts, producers, and more. You make this happen. Can we count on you to continue this support? KFUO Shareathon, now through April 5th, is a great time to show your support and make a gift or make a plan to give for a whole year. Your generosity is important and appreciated, not just by the KFUO team, but by listeners who get to hear and enjoy Christ-centered programs every day. Will you make a gift today? KFUO.org/give. KFUO.org/give.
Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is Matthew chapter 12, verses 38 through 50, and the Reverend Sean Denzer is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Matthew, the 12th chapter. Then some of the scribes and Pharisees answered Jesus, saying, "Teacher, we wish to see a sign from you." But he answered them, "An evil and adulterous generation seeks for a sign, but no sign will be given to it except the sign of the prophet Jonah. For just as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the belly of the great fish, so will the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. The men of Nineveh will rise up at the judgment with this generation and condemn it, for they repented at the preaching of Jonah, and behold, something greater than Jonah is here. The queen of the south will rise up at the judgment with this generation and condemn it. For she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon, and behold, something greater than Solomon is here. When the unclean spirit has gone out of a person, it passes through waterless places, seeking rest, but finds none. Then it says, 'I will return to my house from which I came.' And when it comes, it finds the house empty, swept, put in order. Then it goes and brings with it seven other spirits, more evil than itself, and they enter and dwell there, and the last state of that person is worse than the first. So also it will be with this evil generation." While he was still speaking to the people, behold, his mother and his brothers stood outside, asking to speak to him. But he replied to the man who told him, "Who is my mother, and who are my brothers?" And stretching out his hand toward his disciples, he said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother." O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets.
But now, in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Christ refuses to do tricks, like turning rocks into bread or leaping off tall buildings. What he refuses to the devil, he also refuses to the devil's children. An evil and adulterous generation seeks for a sign. Despite many signs performed, the Jews had not yet seen enough, nor did they believe in him. Greeks demand wisdom, Jews demand signs. But we preach. Only the Holy Spirit can work faith, and the Holy Spirit does this by the Word of God. He does not baffle or convince us into faith by sight and experience. But Jesus does offer one sign, even to evil and adulterous generations, to everyone, in fact, and that is the sign of Jonah. Just as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the belly of the great fish, so will the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. It's amazing to think that Jonah didn't die, spending 3 days in the belly of a fish. His being spat out then onto land, alive and in one piece, was nothing short of a resurrection. Well, Jesus, swallowed up by death, down in the grave for 3 days, bursting forth on the third day, this is how he fulfills the sign of Jonah. And that is the sign for us to recognize. The resurrection has always been at the heart of the church's proclamation. In fact, if Christ were not raised, we would still be in our sins and our faith would be in vain. But since he has beaten death, now everything shines clearer for us in this new light. There can be no doubt anymore about his words, which always were worthy of our trust, but now are confirmed in this resurrection and must be heeded by us. And what is it he said? That he came to seek and to save the lost, that he came to lay down his life for the life of the world, to draw all people to himself. With the announcement of this sign today, Jesus also gives full confirmation to the scriptures. Did you catch it? Jonah, Nineveh, Solomon, the Queen of Sheba, all real historical people as far as Jesus is concerned, even the astounding story about the fish, Jesus says is true. That means that we could not deny that without also denying the heart of our church also, because something greater than Jonah has come along. Yes, greater and more unbelievable than a man surviving underwater for 3 days. The Son of God has come in human flesh, and the Son of God is risen from the dead. Of his words, then, we must not be ashamed in this crooked generation, dear friends. Even more than the sign of the resurrection, as Jesus himself says, if you will not hear Moses and the prophets, then neither will you be convinced, even if someone should rise from the dead, as indeed Jesus has. So, as we heard last Wednesday, it was not the sign of Jonah's fish that called Nineveh to repentance, but it was Jonah's preaching that did so much more. That lame, half-hearted sermon even, nevertheless, cut the evil and adulterous Ninevites to the heart, and it turned them towards God's mercy. Compare them to Jonah, we did last week. Compare them to Jerusalem. To her, God sent this only son, and eagerly, and yet he was despised and rejected. Israel's demon had been cast out endlessly by the Lord's mercy throughout the whole scriptures. Their house was vacant, swept, put in order, ready for the Messiah to come. But when at last he visited them, they shut their ears. And therefore, as Jesus says, the last state will be worse than the first for this evil generation. This means that as a people, the Jews are rejected by God because they rejected his Son, their Christ. When Jesus' own relatives, even Mary the Mother of God, come to speak with him, Jews by blood, they received no audience for the sake of that relation. Here are my mothers and brothers and sisters, Jesus says, my disciples. Whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and my sister and my mother. All the promises and the prophecies of the Old Testament find their fulfillment in Jesus Christ and in his church then. God was in Christ reconciling the whole world to himself. He is, as Peter proclaimed on Pentecost, saving individuals out of this crooked and evil generation. He does this by gathering them through baptism and faith into his holy Christian church. Now, neither sign nor standing, nor ethnicity, nor experience can ever cause any of us to escape judgment. But faith, which comes from hearing the word of Jesus Christ, does. And here we learn then what it means when Jesus says, "Do the will of my Father." God's will is done when he breaks and hinders every evil plan and purpose of the devil and the world and our sinful flesh. And when he then keeps us firm in this faith until we die. God's will is that we would be saved. And this is a salvation that he accomplished by his 3-day triumph over death. "This is the will of my Father," Jesus says, "that everyone who looks on the Son and believes in him should have eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day." Mary, you, everyone who believes. We return to our own evil and adulterous generation whenever we put the Lord to the test, whenever we, like these Jews today, look for signs, or whenever we rely on something else in ourselves to be the mark of our acceptance before God. But greater than Jonah, our Lord Jesus actually does want us to convert. He does want us to be saved and to be the recipients of his mercy. He wills that we would look to him and be saved. Now, if those of Nineveh and Sheba can be turned, well, then there is yet hope even for the Jews and even for us in our evil and adulterous generation. By the Spirit at work in his word, we gain a Father in heaven. And we are counted not as mere converts or even as disciples, but just as Jesus says, we are even his brothers, even his sisters of Christ, even his Holy Mother Church. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS, International Mission, and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.